Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, author of Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, as well as a new meditation CD called Liquid Luck. But first, as we always do on Tuesdays, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today, what I want us to do is to focus on anyone who has been impacted by a natural disaster. You know, in the last week or so, we've had the typhoon in the Philippines and these tornadoes in Illinois and Indiana. And there, you know, at any time in the world, there's always something going on with natural disasters. And so let's today use our healing energy to help those people who have been impacted. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. And open your heart and send healing to everyone impacted by natural disaster. Deep breath in and release it. Thank you. So I want to remind you that on my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show, we're doing 30 days of gratitude this month since it's the month of Thanksgiving. And I'm also continuing to share tips and tools and practices, but we're really focusing on gratitude. And I'm giving you a new practice each day this month on Facebook. And today we're talking about gratitude for our families and really looking at how our families have led us to be who we are today. And so I'd love for you to join me there on the Facebook page and add your 2 cents worth and your experience. And speaking of gratitude, I wanted to share with you an experience that I had last week about going deeper with gratitude, because gratitude, I've had a gratitude practice for several years, and what it's evolved into for me, I mean, I do different things at different times, but right now what I'm doing is when I go to bed at night, I say all the things I'm grateful for from that day. Well, last Thursday, I was riding the bus to go to my hairdresser, and for a reason that really is unimportant to what I want to share with you, I started thinking about all of the things I was grateful for. And one of the things that I was grateful for was that I had a great hairdresser, and that led me to going, well, I'm grateful that I have a hairstyle I like, and I'm grateful that I have hair that behaves in a way that I like most of the time. And then I got to, I'm grateful that I have hair. at all. And so that took me to a completely different place where every single thing that I was thinking about that I was grateful for, I went to a deeper place with it. And I'm going to share more about that experience for me and really why I think it's important for all of us to do that deeper gratitude during our light bulb moment later in the show. And with that, I want to introduce today's guest, Dr. Joseph Gallenberger. Dr. Joseph Gallenberger is a clinical psychologist with 30 years experience as a therapist. He helps individuals and businesses become more creative and productive. His interest in human potential led him to explore how we can manifest what we desire. In 1992, he began to investigate psychokinesis, which is the ability to influence matter through non-physical means. He's used his discoveries to host over 60 inner Vegas adventures where participants journey deeply into personal power. His students achieve dramatic physical and psychological healing, strong influence over dice and slot machines, and many marvelous manifestations in their lives at home. His latest book, Inner Vegas, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, takes us on a wild ride into the world of psychokinesis, where mind energized by the heart influences matter. And his new CD, Liquid Luck, is a meditation exercise where Dr. Gallenberger guides you to create in your mind's eye a vial of liquid luck that you can drink anytime you desire to have an exceptionally lucky day. And we're going to be talking about both the book and the CD today with Dr. Joe. So let's welcome Dr. Joe Gallenberger to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Dr. Joe.
Hello, Laura. How are you today?
Well, I'm actually doing well. As we were talking about before the show started, yesterday weather-wise was kind of crazy in Seattle, but it's a little bit calmer today, and I always feel better when the weather's a little bit calmer. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, my pleasure.
And, you know, as I was reading the book, doing the meditation CD, there is just so much for us to talk about that we're not going to be able to fit it all into an hour. So I want to make sure that we, you know, touch on the high points for people. So if this is something that a listener has an interest in, they can go and find out more about it. And so I really want to start with talking a little bit about the psychokinesis and the connection that it has with manifesting.
Okay. So psychokinesis and telekinesis are the same thing. Some people call it one thing or another there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the ability that we have to affect physical matter reality with non-physical means. Some people say with your mind. I think the mind sets the intent, but it's more the energy of the spirit or the heart that accomplishes this. So examples of psychokinesis activity might be bending metal or plastic with your mind, growing seeds in your hand in 5 minutes, lighting light bulbs without plugging them into the wall, but just with your energy, and also affecting computers, slot machines, dice, those kind of things. And from my experience within the psychokinesis area, which you can study in a laboratory pretty well, it definitely appears to me to be the same energy we would use in energy healing, where we're affecting people's health of spirit, health of emotion, health of body through psychokinetic means, affecting the physical with non-physical. And it also seems to be the same energy we use in manifestation. Because there we are affecting the physical by bringing in a new pattern into the physical. So all of those tie together for me.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me when you explain it that way, because I was kind of going, not that I didn't see the connection so much, but I know from reading the book and, you know, other things that your perspective is very much a spiritual one, and yet, you know, on the surface, we're talking about Las Vegas and affecting slot machines and dice games so that we can, you know, have money. And to me, that didn't feel very spiritual. So let me rephrase that. It's not that it feels spiritual. It felt like it was very narrow. Okay.
Yes.
And I know that that is not what your intent is or why you do these workshops or wrote the book. And so I'd love for you to say a little bit more about, you know, the broader piece of, you know, manifesting not just money, but our lives.
Yes. So why I used Vegas was that I first worked in university labs, and it can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to set up a well-controlled experiment to look at psychokinesis and eliminate all other possibilities for what the results are. And I was looking for a place where I could continue, once it was a scientific known to me, to practice this. And Vegas is unique, or casinos, in that the dice are guaranteed to be neutral and the statistics are well known. The same for slot machines. Really, we don't go out there to make money, but more to have a very clear, quick feedback device. So in life, if you were feeling negative, it might be weeks before that came back to bite you.
Right.
Or if you were positively visualizing a new soulmate or job or what have you, it might take a good long time for you to see results. And the benefit of the psychokinesis effects is that you can see them usually within seconds, and that's a good way to learn. When we teach a dog to sit, once we say sit and they sit, we give them a treat, correct?
Right.
And this is kind of a treat for us out in Vegas. If we are in wide open heart space, connected to the earth really strongly, connected with spirit, we get rewarded very quickly with money. Over and over and over again. If we go into greed, fear, ego, the things that would get in the way of manifesting are also the same things that get in the way of psychokinesis, then we would get punished by the withdrawal of the money. So it's a very good training device.
It's instant feedback, really.
Yes.
Which I love that you came up with that idea, because you're absolutely right. I mean, as someone who has spent, you know, the last five, 6 years, you know, really doing a lot of kind of intention setting, law of attraction kind of stuff. You're right. Some of the things that we intend for really are out there a ways. And it's hard to know that it's, quote unquote, working.
Mm-hmm. And it can be easy to fool yourself, if you will. So if you have a very clear feedback device that it only responds to genuine feelings of gratitude, genuine feelings of oneness, etc. That's an excellent thing to have as a tool. So it's not enough to want to be grateful, if you will, or
right.
You need to be in those genuine states. And when that does, our ability to affect matter increases exponentially, and we can see quick results.
Great. Well, you know, it's time for us to take our first break, but we have tons more to talk about when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Dr. Joe will share more with us about the Vegas experience and what he learned and what the people who work with him learned. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did. An advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, author of Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, and also of a new meditation CD called Liquid Luck. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Dr. Joe. So can you give information like website? How do you like people to find you? How can they find the book? How can they find the CD?
Sure. The book Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health is for sale on Amazon. Probably the easiest way to find out a lot about the programs I offer, and definitely the only way to buy the CD, Liquid Luck, is to go to my website. And there's several ways to get there. Probably the easiest to remember is the words from the book title, innervegas.com. So innervegas.com. And when you go there, you'll see workshops, home study courses, and there's a tab on the top that says products. If you click there, you'll see Liquid Luck and also the book. If you get it through me, I autograph it.
Oh, great.
Amazon, it's cheaper. So you can go either way on
another plus.
That's right.
So, you know, so I want to come back to not just the book, but also the Vegas workshops. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about why you started doing those workshops. What was it that you wanted to create for people that led you to doing the workshops?
Well, Laura, when I went out individually, again, to study this psychokinesis and basically try to get a black belt in psychokinesis, if you will, I went out for about 5 years by myself. And I found myself, even being a very experienced meditator, going into very deep altered states of consciousness and being able to do things like see through physical matter, saw my healing abilities go up, my manifesting abilities go up. It seemed very positive. And so I wondered if it could be taught. And first taught one or two individual students. That worked well. I started doing the groups, Inner Vagus Adventure Workshops, and as you mentioned, I've done 65 of them now over the last decade, where we bring groups that are pretty small, 16 maximum participants, And we go through in 3 days learning things that, like I've mentioned, and we've seen great results right from the beginning, where people might wake up the second day of the workshop free of post-polio syndrome for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
Having lots of deep healings, body, mind, and spirit, manifesting. One lady was an artist who was struggling. Right after the workshop, she got commissioned to do 3 major bronze works at a university. So we were seeing all these positive manifestations, and we did well at the tables, enough to often win every session we played together in some groups. So it turned out to be kind of the only seminar I know of where you can win back your tuition, if you will. People enjoyed that, you know. If I don't know the person individually, I do have a phone call before they come out, because we're not interested in folks that might be greedy or folks that are desperate for money at this point. And so we attract mostly energy workers, meditators, folks that are interested in just how we can use the highest of spirit energy to help this physical life here on this planet. And so a real nice bunch of people come from all over the world to attend. And since I learn something every time I do one, I keep doing them.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that you do, because I know that, you know, for my own self, whenever I work with a client or do a workshop, I always learn stuff too. So
yeah.
That's really the side benefit. That's how we earn our tuition back too, right?
Yeah, so I would give you an example. You know, we've talked a little bit about how important the heart energy is.
Yes.
I was out in Vegas and I had trained a long day, maybe 16-hour day, and all I wanted to do is go by myself. I hid in a corner with some slot machines, and my goal was to get a royal flush in hearts, which on a video poker machine I know is 160,000 to 1 by chance. You know, we consider things scientifically significant when it happens once in 100 by chance.
Wow.
And so I sat down, and the group was pretty psychic. A couple members immediately found me and said, "Oh, Joe, can you teach us how to play?" And I had, you know, a split second there, and I could have been, please go away, you know, I've had a big day. I could have also said, sure, sit down, but not mean it. But I genuinely opened my heart, said, sure, I'll show you how. They sat down, third pull, I get my royal flush and hearts, which
wow.
Paid, you know, on a $5 bet, paid $4,500 about, and it gives you that real strong confirmation that if you get the energies dialed in correctly, you deal with limiting beliefs such as not being deserving or fears, and the heart energy flows well, you can really create miracles.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk a minute about, okay, so you've talked a little bit about the heart energy and we talked about gratitude. So what are the primary positive components, or the things that actually lead to us being able to manifest in this way?
Well, one of the reasons I did the CD called Liquid Luck is I wanted to try to distill decades of this learning into something really simple, the basic points that would be very fun and pleasant to do and people could do quickly. So this is a 37-minute meditation CD. And it uses brainwave patterning signals to bring left and right brain into balance and greater power for whole brain learning very quickly. And in there, the suggestion is to imagine a vial and fill that container with the energies of happiness, gratitude, abundance, praise, compassion, love, and good fortune. And then whenever you have the need to, you just take a drink of this during the day. Say it's raining in Seattle, to go find a good parking space in front of the store. At the last minute, you just take a sip of your vial that you've created in your mind. And distilling to those particular things that I mentioned, we're having really amazing results. Folks, one, you know, first day they listen, a house that might be on the market for 4 months selling in an hour. People's businesses turning around. One of the recent ones, people keep writing me here. He was able to get a $35,000 donation for an accessible van for the charity he works with. Folks winning scratch tickets for $1,000 and then winning another scratch ticket quite soon after. One of the ones I like the best is a woman who for 70 years on three continents was looking for a four-leaf clover as a symbol of luck. And the day after using Liquid Luck, she found her four-leaf clover.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the question was, what energies are important? Those seem to be the ones that really can drive this. And so I think they're worth repeating that. What we use in that is happiness. First, you know, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm feeling abundant already. And then I praise all, because praising is a very high energy. We can, when we praise all of creation, then having compassion, because that joins us, takes us out of ego, joins us with everybody else, the energies of love, and then putting in the good fortune energies. That's as basic as I can get with it.
Well, and obviously you have gotten that basic with it with the CD. So, and it appears to be working.
Yeah.
So that's great. Now, my other question about it, and we might need to take this into the next segment, but we can get started at least right now, is you mentioned also the flip side of it being, you know, the negative energy, the limiting beliefs, those kinds of things. And
yes.
Do you address those at all in the Liquid Luck CD?
Liquid Luck is
the first
designed
question.
To try to slip under all of that.
Okay.
But I have a home study course called Sync Creation. That's very extensive with coaching and many different meditation exercises. And there we have specific exercises to let go of fear, feelings of lack, feelings of guilt, and also to really expand our limits of what we believe is possible, which is often what trips us up. I'll tell you a story about a fellow's job after the break that I think people will be interested in as an example of that.
Of how our limits of our our own limiting beliefs trip us up. So do you, and we will talk about that after the break, but going into the break, do you, we're still able to manifest, but just not at a higher level with these fears?
You could look at it
beliefs.
As a scale. If you have 60% fear and 40% desire, you'll probably manifest what you don't want.
Okay, got it.
60%
that
desire,
makes sense.
40% fear, it probably will come in, but with glitches. And if you get to 90% clear intention and only 10% fear, then it comes quickly.
Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. Well, we are going to take a break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Dr. Joe will share his story about how someone's limiting beliefs affected their ability to manifest. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, author of Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, and also of a new meditation CD called Liquid Luck. And before the break, we were talking about how limiting beliefs affect what we manifest or our ability to manifest. And Joe, you said you had a good example of that.
Yes. A lot of the beliefs we have, we can swim in, we're not even aware of them. So, for example, if I go to a group and I say, how many of you are seekers of wisdom and spiritual enlightenment and such, most hands will go up. But I say, wouldn't you rather be a finder? It's a different energy. Okay? And so in this example I'm going to give is about how we would limit ourselves around job. There was a fella that I knew, he was between jobs and he was looking and not having much luck. Didn't seem very enthusiastic about the search. So I said to him, what would you really like? And so he smiled and he said, you know, I'd like a job 2 months a year surrounded by pretty women and beautiful weather outside. Okay? And for most people, they would just laugh because pretty weather 2 months a year doesn't equal a job. But he put that out in meditation, and a fellow from high school called him, took him out to lunch, and sold him his business, which was an advertising boat on Rehoboth Beach, Maryland, on the eastern shore, northeastern shore of the U.S. And a local restaurant would have one side of the boat, somebody else the other side, pretty girl drive the boat up and down the beach so people would notice. And within the end of the year, he had three boats and a Lexus and was working a two-month year.
Wow.
It all started with him being able to expand his idea of what work was. If he had
Absolutely.
Kept it restricted to a 70-hour week, that's the only thing he could manifest. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm wondering, so yeah, you're right. I mean, most of us would say, oh, you know, 2 months of work a year, that's not a job. So how do we get past that belief that we have that that would not be a job to be able to have that for ourselves if that's sure. what we really wanted?
I think first big step is to become aware of where your limits are. And some of that would be to start to me with what would make your heart sing? What do you feel would be of great benefit to you and the world? And your heart will probably come up with something. When that does, then the ego will come in pretty quickly and say, oh, you who, or, you know, you can't do that, or it's too risky, or what have you.
Right.
Then you got an idea of what might be in the way of that coming into fruition. And then there's very good technology-based meditation techniques now that can take you into deep altered states to really reprogram and change that, as well as even become aware of what's there. So in my home study, Sync Creation, many exercises there to do that, as well as we use a personal coach, because a lot of times other people will see things about you more clearly than you might.
Oh, absolutely. Yourself, you know? I'm great at giving advice to other people.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
So I didn't ask you this question to lead into talking about Sync Creation, but as you were talking, I'm going, oh, let's talk about Sync Creation, and you did bring it up. So let's talk about the home study course and say a little bit about, you know, what it is, what you, what I, as somebody who might do the home study course, why I would do it, what I'd get from it, and how it works. That's more than a little bit, but a lot.
Well, it came from the Vegas adventures we talked about, seeing this manifestation work and the healing work and the PK. And from there, I developed a program for Monroe Institute called MC Squared, or Manifestation Creation Squared, where we did all of this and we saw lots of the healing, manifesting, and psychokinesis work, and then developed that into a home study, because a lot of people can't, you know, get up for the whole week away type of thing at a residential program. And it's been out for about 10 years with really good results in the areas that I mentioned of almost everyone. We've done a survey of 60 people taking the course, almost everyone reporting being able to bend the metal and grow the seeds in the hand and do the psychokinesis stuff, as well as great healings, increases of abundance, applying these types of principles. And it does use the brainwave patterning tapes we talk about, called HemiSync, from Monroe Institute, which makes the job a lot easier. And it does involve some hours of coaching available, so the person can fine-tune it to what the students' desires are. And so it's one that's designed not to be on the shelf, because everybody's pretty eager to learn if they can bend metal with their mind and that kind of thing. So it keeps people interested and engaged in that quick feedback form that we mentioned.
And so right, exactly. And I know my mind immediately goes to my limiting belief, not just about bending a spoon, but in general, I mean, what happens for me is that I get what I call performance anxiety, and you know, I get these thoughts about, well, everybody can do it except me, so that would be a limiting belief for me to work on.
Sure, yep,
okay.
And it would be a common one.
Is it?
And the weird thing is, though, like before a workshop where we're going to bend metal, for example, most people first start with, I'm afraid I'm the only one who won't be able to do it.
Right.
But right underneath that is, I'm afraid I will be able to do it. Because if I am able to do it, it changes my whole idea of my own power, how the world works. You know, it's it rocks your belief system. And
oh,
so,
interesting.
It's kind of a double whammy. I'm afraid I won't be able to, and I'm afraid I will. Can both kind of trip you up a little bit, but we have ways to encourage people and get them past that so that they surprise themselves with what they can do.
So in the workshop, do you use HemiSync?
Yes. Vegas Adventure Workshop, we use it both for relaxing, for setting up a good field to do visualization work before we ever go to the tables. In the home studies, Sync Creation, we also use it, again, in many kind of ways, including having a meditation CD that you're listening to while you're bending metal, that kind of thing, working with healing. And in the Liquid Luck CD I mentioned, we use a very similar binaural beat technology to HemiSync. HemiSync is a patented term, and we do things.
Yeah, explain a little bit about what it is.
It's basically tapping into a survival system that all mammals have. So you can HemiSync dogs and cats and cows and racehorses. And what it does, by putting two slightly different tones, one in each ear, it triggers the brain to go into the brainwave pattern of the difference of the two tones. So if I used a 100 cycle tone in one ear, 104 in the other, it would tend to pull the brain into a four-cycle rhythm. Four-cycle brainwave patterns, for example, are associated with sleep. So if your intention was to go to sleep on a given night, maybe you were all excited about being on the radio the next day, you would find that this hemi-sync process, by putting that on, would pull you into a nice sleep state very easily. It doesn't make you do anything, but it really creates a strong invitation to do whatever the CD is guiding you to do, if that's to relax or to expand awareness or to be in touch with your guides or to bring in lots and lots of energy for healing or manifesting. The hemi-sync can help that a lot.
Okay. Yeah, and I mentioned to you when we talked last week that I've used something similar that has a different name. So I get the idea of the syncing the two hemispheres of the brain. So I'm curious about, you know, because you said you can use it with mammals and you talked about animals. So what kind of what kind of response do you see from an animal that
sure,
you know
so
that
I'll
it did
something?
Sure, so
I'll give you an example. Laurie Monroe up at Monroe Institute was very fond of dogs and cats and set up the first animal shelter in that town. And she painted in the rooms all kinds of pictures of doggy and kitty paradise, if you will, you know, bones on the wall. And there's, like a typical shelter, there was a lot of barking, illness, etc. Put in the hemi-sync music into each of the rooms, and the barking went down, the illness went down, the aggression went down, and all the animals did much better. They've also used it with racehorses or to increase milk production, best I know, with cows. And so anybody with two hemispheres, which humans have and most mammals have, can respond to this. Kids do really well with this. My daughter was using hemi-sync when she was 3 years old.
Wow.
Daddy, wow. I can't go to sleep. Put it on. She goes right to sleep. The next night, Daddy, I can't go to sleep. Well, here's your tape, dear. And she says, I don't want that. That makes me go to sleep. I realized the real issue was not, I can't go, but I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
There's many uses.
One of the great beauties of hemi-sync is it does not have any dogma. So people go to Monroe Institute or can take these courses that I'm mentioning. And we have atheists and Buddhists and Republicans and Democrats and fundamental Christians. Everybody can get along because it's not making you have to believe any particular dogma for it to be effective.
And that's good to know as well. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're at the end of our time for the interview today. But before we say goodbye, I'd love for you to tell people how they can find you again.
Sure. So easiest way would be to go to Inner Vegas, InnerVegas.com. And there you'll see tabs along the top for the Vegas Adventure Workshop, the Home Study Course, and also to get the book if you'd like it signed by me, and also the Liquid Lux CD.
So lots of choices for people depending on where they like to start.
Yep.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Great. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how to go even deeper with your gratitude. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today was Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, and you can find out more about Dr. Joe at innervegas.com. We've had a lot of really great guests on our show, and I would love for you to share with me who you'd want to come back again. I'm always having to book guests for the months coming out, and it sometimes can get to be kind of hectic. And I know that there are certain guests that people really get a lot out of, and I would love for you to email me with who you'd like to see again. So you can email me, Laura at thelauralongleyshow.com, or you can just post on Facebook who you'd like to see at The Laura Longley Show on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, I just want to remind you that we are doing 30 Days of Gratitude during the month of November, and today we're talking about gratitude for our families, both good and bad. I mean, not that gratitude is bad, but we don't always think that what happened with our families is good, but there's always a silver lining in there, and so I'd love for you to join us on Facebook and share what your experience is with your families and your gratitude for your families. All right. Well, speaking about gratitude, our light bulb moment today, I was mentioning earlier in the show about this situation that I had when I was riding the bus last week that led me to really getting this idea of going deeper with my gratitude. And I had realized already, but I hadn't really done anything about it, that at night when I'm doing my gratitude for the day, it's gotten to be kind of by rote or routine where, I'll think about what went on during the day and I'll say, oh, I'm grateful for so-and-so, or I'm grateful for this great meal that I had, or I'm grateful that this situation turned out in a certain way. And it's turned into being kind of surfacey. And I also was thinking about it during the show today, because Dr. Joe was talking about one of the ingredients to liquid luck is really feeling that gratitude. And I realized, even before he started talking about it today, last week, I had this realization that I wasn't really feeling it as I was reciting all these things that I was grateful for. And so this experience that I had when I was riding the bus, where I really started going deeper beyond, I'm grateful that I have a hairstylist that I like, but in the grand scheme of things, how big of a deal is that? Having hair is a much bigger deal than having a good hairstylist. And I mean, not that my life couldn't be just fine without hair, but it would present some different kinds of issues or challenges. And so the gratitude that I feel for the fact that I actually have hair is different than the gratitude that I feel for having a good hairstylist. And that's why I wanted to share this whole idea of going deeper with your gratitude with you today. And I wanted to talk a little bit about why gratitude is important. And the first thing is that it is the highest vibration for manifestation. And again, I did not sync this with what Dr. Joe was going to talk about on the show today. I think that I was meant to talk about this today because he reinforces that when we're trying to manifest, when we're trying to create in our lives, gratitude has the highest vibration. And so we want to be in this state of gratitude as much as we can in our lives. And it's also the number one way that you can feel happier immediately. If you're having a bad day or you're feeling grumpy about something and you turn to, what am I truly grateful for? What do I have this, you know, feeling of gratitude for in my life right now? And that will immediately raise the happiness thermometer. I'm trying to think of a better word, but, you know, raise your level of happiness immediately when you tap into that feeling of gratitude. So manifestation and happier are two really important reasons why gratitude is important. And feeling it in your body really does matter. Feelings are called feelings for a reason. We actually have a physical sensation for any emotion that we have. And so learning what your physical feeling is for gratitude is really helpful. So like I did Dr. Joe's Liquid Luck CD yesterday, and he calls upon you to put certain things into your Liquid Luck potion, and one of them being gratitude. And it's about that feeling that you get. And so you need to know what it feels like for you to be able to do that. And, you know, he calls upon, I think, happiness and love or compassion. So knowing what all of those really positive feelings, how they feel in your body, is really important in general in life, to know those feelings so that you can call upon them. And, you know, just some other examples of things that came up for me during that bus ride were, you know, things like, you know, so I start out saying, okay, I'm grateful that I have a bus to ride. I'm grateful that somebody invented a bus. I'm grateful that, you know, as humanity, we have these inventors that invent things, and taking it further and further and further to really the core of, wow, I'm really grateful that as a human being, I have the ability to invent, to be creative, to imagine. It's a very, very different level than I'm grateful that I have a bus to ride. Although that's good too. I do have gratitude that there is a bus here that I can ride. So that's what I'm trying to get to with you today, with getting to a deeper level of gratitude. So the way that you can put it into your own gratitude practice is to, well, first of all, begin a gratitude practice if you don't already have one. And this is something where daily you focus on what you're grateful for. And for each item that you put on your gratitude list, take it deeper. So I gave you the example about having gratitude for inventors. What about having gratitude for farmers who make the food that we eat? So I might, in my more surface level gratitude practice, be saying, boy, I'm really grateful for that great meal I have. Well, taking it deeper, I'm grateful for the person who prepared it. I'm grateful for the person who served it. I'm grateful for the person who grew that food. I'm grateful for the fertile soil that we have to grow food. So really, really taking it down to that level and just feel it in your body. Feel that level of gratitude and what that feels like in your own body so that you know that and you can create that feeling at any moment. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, for sharing such great information on creating abundance from the heart. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, I'll be talking with Suzanne Glover. She's the author of Effective Positive Thinking e-program, and she's going to be talking about how to overcome negative thinking, part of what we talked about today, and become a money magnet. I hope you can join us live to get your take on how to become a money magnet. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.